You're finally coming around. Hello. There you go. Rise and shine. No, 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 no. Don't move. You're gonna rip the stitches. That took forever, and I'm not gonna fix you up again if you do. Please, just relax. No one's going to hurt you. You're safe here. Where are you? Little Half-Blood, you intruded into my Pax Theodori and expect to walk away without a fight? You're lucky I found you. If my alpha ran into a half-blood like you during a hunt, he would have torn you apart before you could blink. Why I'm calling you a half-blood? 'Cause that's what you are, hun. You know, a ghoul. You drink vampire blood. It gets you all high, and then you do or say anything just for in the sip. Ugh, goddamn drug addicted slave. That's all you are. You really have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? I mean, you have to know you've been drinking that blood. What? Oh, she's your girlfriend. That's rich. I bet you two are such a happy couple. All kisses and rainbows. You're really new at this, aren't you? Green as a freaking grass. Okay, due to the fact that you seem to be in way over your head, I'll give you a chance to explain what the hell you're doing in my territory. Big wolf in forest, huh? Well, to be fair, you did interrupt my hunt. I was right on the tail of the deer. Yeah, that was me. If I can give you one piece of advice, it would be don't get between a werewolf and her prey. She really hasn't told you anything about the world you live in, has she? Typical vampires. Oh, smoke and mirrors. Well, here's a newsflash for you, hun. Did you think vampires were the only monsters hiding in the shadows? If you think that vampires and werewolves are unbelievable, then, well, you're in a surprise for, honey. That's just the tip of the spooky iceberg. You know, I'm gonna be honest. Now that I know you're not a spy, I kind of feel bad for chewing you up so bad. No, really, I was just bandaging you because sending back a corpse is bad for politics. Now, I'm glad I didn't eat you. It's like killing a goddamn kitten. How about that as an apology? Good morning, sorry I almost ate you. Look, once my pack gets back from the hunt, I'll have someone reach out to your girlfriend. We'll get you home in one piece, okay? What? Why are you so surprised? You said just because you've seen our camp, I was going to gut you or something? Trust me, those vampires you love so much know exactly where we are. Returning you is like an act of goodwill. It's just a saying, hey, here's a little ghoul bag, now you owe us a favor. Funny how it works out that way. No, you're not going anywhere until tomorrow. You've got to heal up a bit before I can move you. Just relax and stop tossing around. Now, let me take a look at those cuts. I cut you pretty deep on that side. Sorry about that. You should be fine in a few days. I treated you with some special herbs. You feel that, huh? It grows around here. It's a natural anesthetic. You look pretty sleepy. Why don't you just lie back and rest? No, I promise I won't eat you when you're finally asleep. When you woke up, you'll be back with your darling girlfriend. Here, let me pull the covers up. The cold winds are coming back in season. Go to sleep, little ghoul. I make sure no one takes that bite out of you.